Lynette will now introduce the first of this week's letters to the Evening News.
This week saw a bumper crop of interesting letters to the Evening News. Some of them are related to the news stories we've just heard. Mike Josefiak from Hungert Street near Aylsham supported the argument for bus passes, not bypasses. Now that the much-vaunted Western Link is looking like it'll be bypassed, about how spending the saved money on something much more worthwhile, which will benefit thousands of people in Norfolk by getting them out of their homes and allowing them to mingle and meet friends and family, to shop and relax and to improve their mental health. And also keep bus companies running off-peak hours. I refer, of course, to the bus pass. A bypass wouldn't benefit anyone except road builders and car drivers, and having a busload of people will save so much on congestion and pollution and add a stress on drivers. I urge NCC not to bypass this opportunity. There's a lot of votes in it.
Enid Erskine of Norwich suggested that those holders of bus passes who can afford it should make a small contribution when they travel by bus. In an article in the Evening News, it stated that the cost of free bus passes is unsustainable. Would it not be a good idea for all holders of said bus passes, other than those who are on universal credit, to contribute £1 or 50p towards the actual cost of the journey each time they use the buses? Surely this would be preferable to the whole free bus pass scheme being dismantled.
Barbara Hyde of Unthank Road in Norwich strongly supports the efforts to save Wensum Lodge. It was good to see that the plight of Wensum Lodge was front page news in the Evening News. We're told that one way to save at least part of our valuable adult education centre would be to capitalise on the site's Jewish associations and make it a heritage centre and museum of Jewish life. I would also suggest that Norwich's thriving medieval community, producing, for example, one of the earliest pieces of Jewish literature from the UK, should be stressed as much as the more negative anti-Semitism of the time, for example, the blood libel accusation from the 12th century. Why not go further to get financial backing? If indeed busloads of Orthodox Jewish people already come to visit Wensum Lodge, why not apply for financial assistance from the Israeli government? Whatever historical and cultural reasons might be called upon to rescue Wensum Lodge, there's also its overriding value as an adult education centre. The level and diversity of adult education in the UK is something to be proud of, and Norwich's provision needs to be supported, not diminished.
Erica Green, who also lives on Unthank Road, expresses admiration for Keith Skipper's regular contributions. As you've already heard, we will hear another of Keith Skipper's popular columns later in this edition of Chatterbox. Keith hits the spot yet again. I've long admired Keith Skipper's admirable flair for blending colourful humour and dialect with compelling local topics in the weekly contributions to make us consider anew the importance of cherishing Norfolk's unique qualities. His recent calls for a yokel uprising to bring our county a better deal, June 24th, made me laugh out loud as it perfectly underlined the way politicians at all levels, from parish council to Westminster, fail so miserably to appreciate how and why a special place needs extra care way ahead of blatant exploitation. Keith is a worthy successor to Norfolk champions of the past like Jonathan Mardle, Eric Fowler, the boy John, Sidney Grapes, John Kett, Adrian Bell, Morris Woods and Dick Bagnall Oakley. He also made a memorable mark as host of his proudly parochial dinner time show on BBC Radio Norfolk for about 15 years and led his press gang entertainers around the country and led his press gang entertainers around the county to raise thousands of pounds for the EDP's We Care appeal. Perfect credentials for a yokel uprising leader at this crucial time in Norfolk's history. Do you keep a trashing, Mr. Skipper, and best of luck in your campaign to ensure Norfolk lives up to its do different reputation.
Last week, the Evening News had letters and articles about keeping dogs on leads. Jackie Edwards of Alcatton is shocked by the abuse she gets when she asks owners to put leads on their dogs. I totally agree with Mrs. Allen's letter and Rachel Moore's article last week about keeping dogs on leads. My sister's terrified of dogs, and on occasions when we've asked people to put their dog on a lead, we've met with abuse and she's been told to grow up. Not everyone enjoys being sniffed and scratched. Ironically, there are two articles in your paper recently concerning dogs. One about the pathway along the Dillam Canal that had to be closed due to a trail of destruction led by dogs who were off their leads, and another about the ban on shock collars, leading to fears it may spark a rise in dog attacks on sheep. It's time there was some sort of control. We will hear later that the local police share Ms. Edwards' concerns about sheep worrying.
This week we had a visit from a relative with her daughter and two delightful intelligent grandsons aged 10 and 11. They arrived carrying a bag of sweets and a bottle of fizzy drink, which they ate constantly until lunchtime. I dished up a full turkey lunch. They ate some turkey, a little mash, almost no other vegetables. For sweet, there was raspberry trifle meringue with strawberries or apple tart. They didn't know what the first items were and refused to try anything. So back out into the garden, which they loved, bag of sweets, fizzy drinks, and of course, mobile in hand. After lunch, Mother took them to local shop to buy more rubbish sweets, chocolate, and energised Lucozade. These lovely, intelligent boys are both in special needs schools for hyperactivity, disruptive and aggressive outbursts. I fear that many youngsters are on this diet. My grandson told me that the games they were playing were rated for 18-year-olds and very aggressive. I felt broken-hearted and very concerned for their and other children's future. God help them all.